Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. We are live from the site of Super Bowl 57, Phoenix, Arizona. Sunny, beautiful, dry heat, Phoenix, Arizona for the entire week. It has been a great time in the few hours that we have been here already. We're excited for a tremendous week of shows, getting you ready for the Super Bowl. But yesterday, of course, a guy we have talked about more than anybody, I think singular person more than anybody in the last 2 years in local sports, Kyrie Irving, gets his wish. He is finally out of here. And that disaster that was Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant that I thought was over in the summer, we had a celebratory call. You, Wally Zerbiak, three-way call, celebrate, get him out of here, it's over. Well, it wasn't over then, it is over today, so let the celebration begin. What a failure, Brooklyn, what a failure. Good morning, Boomer, how are you?
You know what, gee, I am great, man. This is my happy place. As I heard Al and Jerry this morning talking about how great Phoenix is and how much fun they're having already, and they've only been here for about 12 hours, but I got to tell you, it's great, and it's going to be 75 degrees every single day this week, and it's going to be sunny, and it's going to be so enjoyable. So I'm happy to be here. I can't wait for this whole week to get started, and it couldn't have gotten started any better than with this Kyrie news. This guy took a blowtorch to the Nets and just absolutely blew them up. It was awesome when I saw this, and I knew that, you know, from his perspective, I'll say this, I would have probably done the same thing, because the way the Nets were trying to extend him, there's no way he's going to sign a contract like that. So he has to force the Nets to trade him. And the reason he has to do that now is he has to make sure that his bird rights go with him. So if Mark Cuban and the Mavericks are idiot enough to sign him to a contract extension, they can give him the max amount of money. And what a disgrace. What an absolute and unbelievable disgrace this has turned out to be. And the circus is not over yet. Because now we got to wait and hear from, you know, Kevin Durant, because we got to give Kevin Durant everything that he wants now. And he may want out. And if he wants out, it's most likely his destination is going to be right here in Phoenix. He's going to be coming here to Phoenix. And now it's up to Sean Marks to pick up the pieces of this wreck of a franchise. Look, we've sat here, we've made fun of the Mets for years. I've gotten ticked off at the Rangers. The Islanders were run like, you know, a minor league team for many years. The Devils have been run like, you know, as a minor league team for many years. Now all of a sudden, the Islanders, the Devils, the Rangers, of course, they're all in the mix and all that other stuff. But I mean, this disaster, I mean, this is Bobby Bonilla-esque. This is, I'm trying to think, Jason Bay-esque.
Jason Bay, yeah.
I mean, like, one thing I will say is Kyrie can play. There's no question about that.
Kobe Ellsbury.
Right. So, right. There's all of these kind of guys. But those guys, I don't know, maybe Bobby Bonilla did, but those guys didn't just crash and burn a franchise,
right,
like Kyrie Irving did. If you can't play for your hometown team, your favorite team growing up, remember when they signed here?
Yep.
You know, all the platitudes, all how great it was coming home.
Do I remember?
Crap. Yes.
Every Net fan in the tri-state area was coming after me and you and all the Knicks fans. Oh, I thought the Garden was the Mecca. Oh, I thought New York and the Knicks, that was the team they want to go to. And it's Brooklyn. How does that feel? Now we're the big boys in town. And I remembered that, and I never wanted to see them win a championship. I never wanted to see them come close because I wanted this day right here to be able to celebrate because they were crushing us. Now we're crushing you. This is revenge. This was a mess. And maybe they pull themselves out of it. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Durant stays and they could do something with this roster to make them competitive. But obviously, if they were going to win this year, they needed both of those guys playing at the highest level. But I'd be shocked if Kevin Durant sticks around now. I mean,
Well, really? That's the whole thing now. So then the next part of this whole thing is for to see whether or not Phoenix is desperate enough to give what I think that they were offering, and maybe even a little bit more than they were this summer, for an unhappy Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Part of this whole thing was the ridiculousness of the Nets paying Kevin Durant not to play his first year because of the injury that he suffered in the finals with Golden State. But you know, after that, Kevin has been a great player here. And, you know, he engages with the fans on social media. He's got his own podcast, all that other stuff. And he kind of gets that part of it. I think he is just caught up in the wake that is the psychoness of Kyrie Irving. I mean, well,
that's his own
fault.
He teamed up with this guy. He's the guy I wanted to play with.
But I don't think he ever realized that it was going to be. Listen,
he should have realized because he forced himself out of playing with LeBron James out of nowhere. That was the first sign that Kyrie was unstable after winning a championship there and things were working great with LeBron James. He goes to Boston. We thought that was going to be the biggest, most ridiculous blow up of a franchise. Then he comes to the Nets and does it even worse.
I wish I could be a guest on Shark Tank and say, hey, by the way, Mark Cuban, you want to trade for Kyrie Irving? I ruined your franchise. I mean, I can't wait to see what happens there. Oh. I'm sure they went to Luka Doncic and said, hey, do you want Kyrie? And everybody is just enamored with his ability to score, his ability to be a ball handler and a distributor. And nobody is disputing any of that. But the problem is that he is just basically I don't know how else to put it. He's just a cancer. And whatever is going on in his world, wherever his brain is at, whatever, you know, secret, you know, world he's living in, and everybody else is living in it with him as long as he's on their team. I mean, it's just so much tension. There's just so much crap that you got to put up with. It was interesting. You know, I was on a Twitter feed yesterday just listening to people talking amongst themselves. There's probably about 1,500 people on this Twitter feed.
You're on Twitter Spaces?
Yes, or whatever.
You're listening to Nets Twitter Spaces yesterday?
I was, because I wanted...
You're in Arizona. What are you doing?
I just wanted to hear what the Net fan was saying about Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing to me is the amount of people that were on this Twitter space talking about, oh, I hope he gets his money. I hope he gets this. I hope he gets that. Like supporting him. And I'm like, you got to be out of your minds, especially if you're a Net fan. To see what he did to your franchise?
You got to hate the guy. You got to hate the guy. I'm sorry. And most Nets fans, you know, the last time he was there after the trade request, and he didn't play at Barclays, he did get booed by Nets fans. So, I mean, there's some of them maybe on these Twitter spaces that are supporting him. I think that at least the Nets fans I know, you know, the guys, the Billy Jockalones, the Evan Roberts, Mike Biseglias in the newsroom, those guys, they can't stand him, and they're happy that he's gone. And it's just amazing. We've seen talent win out in sports, you know, guys who have had a checkered past or whatever. Never get another chance time and time again. Now, this is different. This is like different off the court stuff, but it just shows you that no matter what you do in pro sports, if you are that talented, someone is going to give you another chance. And with Kyrie Irving and the Luka Doncic and Mark Cuban thinking, man, if we could just squeeze something out of him because he's in a contract year and he wants his money, maybe we'll get the best out of him. Maybe he'll be motivated. He'll go there. Something else will happen. I mean, you know that it's just there's no way.
There's too much history.
Yes.
It's way too much history. And I don't know. It's just I was laughing at it. And then listening also into that Twitter space thing, just how many people are like, now you got to give Kevin Durant what he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all they've been doing. Sure. They've been acquiescing to these guys since they got here. Fire this guy, bring this guy in, trade for that guy, bring this guy in. I mean, Kevin Durant is like the best player, the general manager, the owner. And I actually read also this morning, which really does make a lot of sense to me, is that Joe Tsai supposedly got involved in this and said, I am not sending him to L.A. Because okay, I know that's where he wants to go, and I am not sending him to L.A. So they sent him to some place where, you know, no state tax. That's a, that's a win as far as I'm concerned for Kyrie Irving.
Well, if he gets a contract from them.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he does. But, you know, like I said, they traded him, and along with him goes the bird rights. So that means they can go over the salary cap, the luxury tax, to keep him if they want. And you got to believe, you know, according to inside people in his group, oh, he's ecstatic that he's going to Dallas.
Right. Okay.
All
sure.
Right. Okay, great.
I haven't seen that guy happy once in his entire life. Have you ever seen the guy happy? Never seen the guy happy.
I honestly think it's a mental health issue. Honestly, it's the only thing I can think of because, you know, he's got to be really, really difficult to deal with. And, you know, if you're Kevin Durant, I guess if you're Kevin Durant, you walk in there and say, you know, I want to go to Phoenix. You know, they got great players here. You could probably get a haul back for them. And you could just start over if you're Sean Marks. Or you decide, okay, we're going to keep Kevin Durant because he likes it here. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I'm not sure. And then we'll build around him. And maybe we'll trade a few other pieces. I'm not really sure. But, you know, this is really, it's earth-shattering, but it's also not surprising to me. Because he wasn't going to sign a contract that had all the contingencies within that contract that the Nets were offering.
And by the way, I mean, good for the Nets for not caving into him, because we thought there for a long time that that's absolutely what they were going to do, that they were going to cater to him because Kevin Durant wanted Kyrie Irving around, and despite his behavior and missed time and everything else that was going on, that the Nets were going to say, hey, we have to keep him because those two guys are our only path to a championship, and they put their foot down.
Listen, the whole anti-Semitism thing, this 8-game suspension and everything else, I mean, that's it. That's enough. All right, you know, it's after everything that had gone on, you figured, okay, this is going to be fine. He's going to play great. He's going to really play hard. He's in the last year of his contract. And for the most part, I could say that that was the case. But once this whole anti-Semitism and this link to this movie came out, I mean, you know, how could you keep him in Brooklyn of all places?
Well, how could you pay him, too? That's the other thing. Yes. I mean, it's one thing to keep him there because you're trying to do something, win a championship. He goes through all his training and everything else. Maybe he's focused. And then you could tell that all he cared about was that long-term deal before the season ended. And at that point, we're not giving it to you.
Why would you even give him a deal even prior to the movie? The Twitter retweeted the movie and all this other stuff. Even before that, why would you even give him that?
Sure.
And then on top of that, that comes, and now you're like Joe Tsai and you're Sean Marks, you're like, this is ridiculous, man. You know, with all the reports of him holding practices when Steve Nash was the coach, and then they get Steve Nash fired and Jacques Vaughn takes over. You know, I felt so bad for Jacques Vaughn the other night when they sat him down against the Wizards, and he had a bad calf.
Sure, yeah.
A little bad calf. Well, they didn't want him to get hurt because they knew they were going to trade him at that point. But, you know, and then having to answer all these questions. And he's just a coach who loves his job, busts his ass, shows up every day.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody respects him and likes him and wants to play for him. And then he's got to answer these asinine questions about his asinine player.
Yeah.
That basically blowtorched this whole organization. So, you know, I'm happy for Jacques Vaughn in the sense that, you know, I don't care if they win or lose. Just I think he wins out because he now at least gets that out of there. And now if it's Spencer Dinwiddie, who was a really good player when he was mm-hmm. here, you know, comes back and is a fan favorite, can somehow, you know, I don't know, just kind of like stabilize this whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they go on and they go a little bit deeper into the playoffs. But the one thing I also will say, as I'm watching the Knicks and the Sixers, this Knicks team is all over the place.
Yeah, I know. You can't figure it out.
But it's frustrating and fun at the same time.
Sure, it is. And at this point, as far as a Knicks fan perspective with the Nets, I don't hate the Nets nearly as much this morning as I did prior to Kyrie Irving's
exactly.
trade.
Well, we still got a couple of days before the trade deadline, so we'll see what happens here. But for the Knicks and for the Mavericks, they could have kept Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And instead, now they blew up their team.
Well, that's a big part of why they made this deal, because they couldn't hang on to Jalen Brunson.
Right.
They needed another guy who was going to facilitate.
But I don't understand how they couldn't have kept Jalen Brunson as opposed to trading Dinwiddie and every. I mean,
Because they didn't think he was going to be. They knew how good he was, but they didn't, I don't think they thought it was going to be like this, and they went to a certain point with the money, and they were like, we're going to be fine. We have Luka Doncic. I mean, I think that was probably the thought process. But we'll see. I mean, you got these pairing these two superstars together, and we've seen in the NBA, you know, prior to this disaster with the Nets, a lot of these times it works out. If you go back to
Garnett. How's it going with the Lakers with Davis and LeBron? Well,
but they did win that championship in the bubble.
No. That's the bubble championship.
But they still won it.
That's not a championship.
That did work. They still won it. That's still in the rafters.
They didn't really even play.
It's still in the rafters. Remember, it's part of the example.
Kyrie didn't show up for the bubble either.
Right, he did not show up for the bubble. But you go back to like Pierce, Garnett, Allen. That one ended up working.
No, it didn't work.
What are you talking about? That one didn't work.
Yes, it did. How did it work?
They won a championship.
One. And then what? Then how long did they go without winning again?
What are you talking about? And then you win the Knicks, I've never in my life seen them win a championship. I saw them come close. You're telling me that one championship isn't it working? Of course it is.
I understand that if you're a Jet fan, maybe if you're a Met fan or whatever, we haven't won a championship in a while, you're all down with that. But the Nets and Billy King went all in. They went all in.
No, I'm talking about the Celtics.
Oh,
Celtics. Not that one. Yeah, when the Celtics did it.
Oh, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Nets now.
The point was that going through all these times in NBA history when superstars teamed up
those
like
guys
that,
were young back then.
Right, exactly. And it ended up working for the Miami Heat with LeBron and LeBron. And
Young guys. Chris Bosh, young.
Right, exactly.
LeBron, young. Dwayne Wade, young.
And it tends, but this one here is the greatest example of failure, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, of all time.
But it's not Kevin Durant's fault.
Yes, it is. No, he tied himself to that.
No, part of it is.
It's like buying a bad car and going, I can't believe that this thing broke down again.
Have you ever been to a bingo hall where all the numbers are floating around in a bowl? Or you could even say like a lottery.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or when they do the lottery for the NBA playoff.
Right, yeah. Right?
That's Kyrie's brain. That's what's going on. And Kyrie's brain basically is all over the place. Mm-hmm. And the team is all over the place. If one of your most important players is your most unreliable player, then you have no chance of winning. And I will say that they really ruined their opportunity because they both are in the middle of their prime, and they're going to overpay Kyrie. Somebody's going to overpay Kyrie. Somebody's going to.
We got to see how this works, though.
Yeah, but somebody's going to overpay him. And the other thing too, if you're Mark Cuban, you make this trade. Don't you have to sign him?
No,
you don't feel like you have to sign him.
No, I don't because I have no. I need to see just like the Nets needed to see. Now I know Mark Cuban might be nuts and do what. You know, that the unthinkable in my eyes and give him a contract now. Like, he might just to keep him, but he can't. You have to see how this works out. I mean, he's so volatile. So if they go deep into the playoffs and he's focused, but even then, I would be worried about giving him a long-term contract because then once he gets his money, what are you getting next year?
That's exactly right. You can't, and that's why the Nets finally learned their lesson.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to give you guaranteed money without some sort of protection for our team. And the fact that you're going to blow up the team. And he did it. It finally all came to a screeching halt.
That was awesome.
And I have to say, yeah, I'm right there with you. It was awesome. It was like one of the... Well, you know what I felt like? I felt like we predicted something 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it came true.
Exactly. This is a win. This is a win for us. We've had some losses along the way. The Giants season was one of those.
Yes.
This Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant thing was a big victory for us.
What a mess.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.